2 weeks ago, the EPA or the PCA came out with new regulations with regard to the amount of PFAS that they consider safe in a water supply. And unfortunately, now that threshold is lower than what is found in the municipal wells of Hastings. So I think it's important for folks to remember that the level of PFAS in the water is the same as it was before the new regulations came out. But as we look into PFAS and study it further, agencies are kind of erring on the side of caution and taking the position that really no levels can truly be safe, which, you know, is a problem for not only the residents of Hastings, but for a lot of folks in the East Metro where we have PFAS contamination. And I have been working with the city really since last session to address the problem. The city has done an excellent job of getting everything teed up and ready to go for some treatment plants. There's going to be 3 treatment plants on the municipal wells that will treat all of the water. And this process has been underway for quite some time now. So they've kind of been working behind the scenes to prepare for exactly this scenario. The real hiccup in the plan is the cost. And the total cost of the project is $69 million, which is a ton of money. And unfortunately, this session, we don't have the money that we had last session. It's just the way that the budgeting worked out. And this is a bonding year and not a budgeting year. So I have been working with the bonding chair here, the capital investments chair. I've been working with the governor's office. I've been working with Mayor Mary and staff at the city to do what I can at the state level to come up with the money to begin to fund that project and get it underway. The project's going to move forward. Hastings residents do have safe water, will have safe water, but what we need to do is at the state level get some funds into that project so that the cost doesn't fall on the residents through higher water rates. That's really what we're trying to avoid here. I had a meeting yesterday with the governor's office to talk about ways that we can secure funds for this. I talked to Senator Pappas, who's the chair of the Capital Investment Committee, weekly with regard to bonding and how we can come up with the money. So I'm working pretty hard on my end to get the money that we need to get that project funded so that the responsibility doesn't fall on the city itself. I want to reassure the folks in Hastings that the water is safe. But if they have any concerns about the level of PFAS in the water, they should talk to their physicians, and certainly the city is happy to answer those questions as well.